For professional singers like Aaron Lunsford, The Voice pays the bills. This is the third time and the last time I'll be. However, it's not just the rock stars and opera singers who need to take care of their voices. Teachers, lawyers, doctors, almost all of us need our voices to work.
If you can't use your voice, there's very few jobs that you can get out there. And then also, it affects you psychologically when you can't communicate with your loved ones or with your friends and family.
That's Dr. Jim DeNiro, head of the Voice and Swallowing Clinic at the University of Virginia. He wants to change the way people think about their voices, to see talking as something closer to exercise.
Anybody who uses their voice a lot, it's akin to somebody who's thrown a baseball and they're using their shoulder a lot. It's going to wear out at some point.
Which is why DeNiro sometimes recommends physical therapy for people who have trouble speaking or singing.
Probably the number one thing I see in clinic is strain and stress in the neck and shoulder area that is translated to the voice. We get them into physical therapy or speech therapy, and they usually get better.
But for others, the solution is even easier.
The single best thing that you can do to take care of your voice is to make sure that you're drinking enough water and not too much caffeine.
DeNiro says 58% of teachers suffer voice disorders during their careers, and 20% annually need time off so their voice can recover. For the general population, those numbers are a little lower but still significant, with nearly 30% suffering voice problems and 7% losing time from work each year. Yet another reason to gossip around the water cooler at work, drinking up, and giving your voice a break. I'm James Perla.